Hello, Gout fans, near and far. This is Burt Middleton, the Gout Killer, and just to give you a little bit of update, a little bit of an update on a couple of things. I am here in Denver, Colorado, and oh my gosh, it has been like winter again for the last, I don't even know how long. It's been more winter here in the last 3 weeks than it seems like it's been all winter long. Finally, it's almost summer. I mean, it's like late spring already. It's been raining and raining and raining. I saw a really cool infographic today of a guy with a fish on a leash, and that was like, welcome to Colorado. It's like, that's how much it's been raining here. You go walking your fish now. So the other thing about it is I've made an executive decision here, and my phone always says one time, and my computer always says another. I'm going to go by my computer since it's a little bit slower, and so it gives everybody time to get on the call. So I appreciate you all being here today, and we are going to talk a little bit about, it just seems like it's been coming up a lot lately. We're all so programmed and conditioned to think so allopathically. We all sort of think in terms of like, okay, something's wrong with me, I need to take a pill. And whether that pill is a pharmaceutical type of thing, or whether it's like, give me an ibuprofen, or even if you go to the health food store and you're looking for some sort of pill to curb the inflammation that is going along with a nasty gout attack. It's just like we're also programmed and conditioned to think that when something goes wrong, we need to take a pill. And so what kind of goes along with that, why I titled this call, How Fast Do Gout Drugs Work? That's always the question. It's kind of like, okay, if I take this pill, how fast am I going to get out of pain? How fast will the swelling go down? How fast will I be able to get back to work? How fast will I be able to get back to just living my life in a more normal way? Everybody wants to know, there's always that interesting question of, like, if I do this, how quick is it going to work? And so a lot of times people will ask me different questions about, how fast do gout drugs work? And yeah, there's been a lot of conversation about gout drugs. If you do a search on what to do about gout or what brings gout into the news more than anything else, is all the new drugs that they're trying to develop to deal with how many people are getting gout these days. And it's pretty weird because the pharmaceutical industry, I read one thing that I think in 2014, the pharmaceutical industry made about $1 billion on gout. But by 2018, they're planning on it being a $3.2 billion annual revenue stream for them. So that's how many people are getting gout. That's how many people they're expecting to be getting gout over the next few years. I mean, theoretically, they're sort of like counting on you and I getting gout. I mean, not like they want us to stop getting gout. They don't want us to stop getting gout. They want us to just keep getting gout, but be able to take their pills to do something about it. And so there are a bunch of different gout drugs out there, and they all work in different ways, but I'm just going to talk about the two main ones right now. I mean, if you want to go to my website and just type in the little search box, gout drugs, or type in allopurinol, or type in colchicine, or type in Krystexxa, or Euloric, or probenecid, or any of those gout drugs, you'll find that I've done pages and posts about them and talk about them in a million different ways. But the one drug that has been most widely used and most well tolerated for years and years and years and years, I was on it myself, on and off many times. I have not been on it for several years now, is allopurinol. And allopurinol is a xanthine oxidase inhibitor. And the short answer for that, the short version of how to explain that is it limits the production of uric acid. And I have a really, really good page. Again, if you just do a search on thegoutkiller.com in the little search box for allopurinol, it tells you all about how it works. It's pretty interesting how it does work. But it's the most widely tolerated, and some people get some side effects from it. I never really did. It just seemed a little weird to be dependent on a drug to be trying to keep me from getting gout when maybe I should just be, you know, living more correctly, taking care of what I'm eating, sleeping better, staying away from toxic stuff. But allopurinol, interestingly enough, getting back to the point of all of this, is how fast the gout drugs work. Well, allopurinol, it takes a while for it to sort of like build up in your system. And so when you first start taking allopurinol, if you have a doctor who is really kind of up on how it's supposed to be done, they will start you off with kind of a lower dose, and then basically they will titrate you up over the course of the next several weeks to several months. And what is interesting about it is when you start taking allopurinol, because of the way that it works biochemically in the body, it typically, for most people, will cause more gout attacks. So a good doctor will, like I had a really good doctor in Santa Fe, New Mexico. If he ever hears of what I'm doing now, I hope he hears this this little audio, because Dr. Rogers was a great Western medical, you know, Western medically trained MD who got me on all kinds of different supplements, and he was very careful to increase the dose of my allopurinol, along with having me take a daily dose of colchicine. And so that colchicine, that very low daily dose of colchicine, sort of curbed the inflammation that kind of came along with the cause of gout attacks as I started to go on to allopurinol. And so that's the big deal with allopurinol. It's not something that you start taking it every day and then you never have a gout attack again. It might cause you to have a lot of gout attacks. When I started taking it, what I found was that even after several months and I'd had my uric acid levels checked again and they were in the normal range, I still had gout attacks. So, you know, uric acid can become excessive pretty quickly, depending on how you're living and what you're eating and just the different conditions that you're subjecting your inner body chemistry to. So allopurinol is not something that you just take whenever you're having a gout attack, or you take it every once in a while just in case. It's actually something that you're supposed to take on an ongoing, everyday basis. And of course, that is not the gout killer way. The gout killer way is to really take care of your health, both in not only in what you're eating, but how well hydrated you're staying, how well oxygenated you're keeping your blood by maintaining good, healthy practices of breathing fully, deeply, and completely, how well you're keeping your body moving and exercising, getting enough sleep, managing your stress, staying away from the toxic chemicals that are in our environment in so many inconspicuous ways. That is far preferable to being on gout drugs and then just continuing to live kind of a life that taking gout drugs and then having those drugs lull you into or allow you to think that you can go on abusing and neglecting your body and expect there won't be any consequences. So the other two drugs that I want to talk about, one is colchicine, and colchicine is a drug that comes from a natural source. It comes from a plant called the autumn crocus, sometimes known as a meadow saffron, and it can be quite poisonous if not taken correctly, if taken in too high of doses. It's been around for thousands of years. It's been known as an anti-inflammatory. And so colchicine used to be real cheap, but it was like 4 cents a pill. Then one of the pharma companies got FDA regulation for it, and now it's $5 a pill. Ridiculous, because it is a relatively good, effective drug to be using for gout, but now they're just cashing in on it big time. It's probably where everything got bumped up to almost $1 billion last year, and it's going to go to $3 billion in 4 or 5 more years. But colchicine is an anti-inflammatory, something you could take a low dose of, like I mentioned earlier, kind of on a daily basis, but typically it's used when you have a gout attack, and then you use it as an anti-inflammatory to try to get yourself out of a gout attack, which, again, is not the gout killer way. You know, preventing gout and keeping yourself from getting gout attacks in the first place is what I'm all about, what I really work to help people do and live that kind of life. Running long again here now, I'm starting to feel like I need to open up the call. But I just want to say one more thing. I mean, there are other drugs out there that are good for gout, different anti-inflammatories, typically all the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Kind of a common pharmaceutical one is indomethacin. All kinds of different names for it all around the world. Indocin, I don't even know what they all are. I think naproxen is another NSAID. But if you're going to take an NSAID, they're synthetic COX-2 inhibitors. They interrupt the inflammatory pathway. They can be very effective to bringing down inflammation. You know, they're one of those kind of things that if you're now ready to do anything to get rid of the pain, okay, then NSAIDs, as long as you and your doctor are good with them. Like, I'm not supposed to take them. I'm not supposed to take NSAIDs because I only have one kidney, and they're not very easy on your kidneys and liver. But if you're going to do something like that, what I think you ought to do is just go down to Walmart and go and get some plain old generic ibuprofen. You don't need to spend a lot of money. You don't need to take a lot of it, but you do need to check with your doctor and make sure that he's good with it, you're good with it. You know, you're not having some sort of problem like I do, like with one kidney. So that's my 2 cents on gout drugs and how fast they work. Those NSAIDs can work pretty fast. I think sometimes, always in my experience, it worked better and faster than the colchicine did. There you go. So I've kind of rambled on like I always do, and I apologize about that, but let's open up the call and see if anybody's got any stories to tell, any comments to make, anything to add to the how fast do gout drugs work conversation. Anybody, take it away. Anybody out there? I know we have some people on the call. I know you're out there. You know, I typically get people just wanting to get some information and sort of lurking on the phone call just to kind of hear what's going on. So if you have something to say, just let me know. But otherwise, I am going to kind of continue on here with talking about, we do this call every week. What happened? We do this call every week, every Wednesday evening at 6:30 Mountain Standard Time, or Mountain Time, Mountain Daylight Time, whatever it is. I always get confused by that. I don't know what we're going to be talking about next Wednesday night yet on the call, but every other Wednesday I also, in addition to the call, I do a Google Hangout about gout. I call it the Gout Hangout. And next week we're going to be talking about what is the one thing that fixes gout. And the easiest way to check out the Google Hangout is to just jump on thegoutkiller.com, and up at the top underneath the tab that says blog, there is another tab that says Gout Killer TV, and you can watch the live stream right there at 7 p.m. So that's going to be next Wednesday night, May 27th, and again, the topic is going to be, what is the one thing that fixes gout? And I've just been so busy getting all kinds of things together these days. I have not yet scheduled another gout seminar at Natural Grocers, so I probably won't do one in June, since it's already getting to be the end of May, but I may be shooting for doing something in the middle of the summer in July, and I will keep you posted about that. So one last time, who is out there who would like to talk about their experience with gout drugs and how fast they work or don't work, or anything else in this world of gout? Anybody, anybody? Well, if everybody is going to be shy tonight and nobody wants to talk, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the call, let this go on a little too long. You know, I end up talking too much. But I want to thank everybody for either being here live with me tonight, or I really appreciate if you are now just listening to the audio, and you've come to my website to figure out what you're going to do about helping the mission of making sure there's a little less gout in the world. And I hope that is... You're doing that for yourself. You're trying to make sure there's a little less gout in the world, starting with your own gout. So, again, thank you for being here. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to next week and talking to you soon. Bye now. Good night.